May the Lord grant you the grace to fully correspond with His Spirit. Amen. During the second decade of the luminous mysteries of the Rosary, Blessed Mother Mary appeared and took a pure white mantle from around her shoulders and placed it on each one of us, starting with Father Ezekiel, and then kissed the tops of our heads. I said, "Thank you, Blessed Mother. We love you." Her face lit up. Mother Mary began, "There are many graces woven into these mantles, but my dear children, you must cooperate fully with these graces for them to become effective. It is like yeast which activates when added to the dough. So it is with the Lord's graces. There must be full resignation on your part to receive and embrace His will. Your hearts must be pure and your thoughts and intentions true. Ask the Lord for the graces and virtues you feel deficient in. You need to trust in His goodness to provide and equip you with all that you require to do His will. My son wants to join his heart with yours and to give you the desires of your heart, even more than you can ask and well beyond what you can imagine. This will take your full cooperation and further indwelling of the Holy Spirit. How do I accomplish this, you ask? The best posture you can adopt is one of humility and prayer. You must believe and trust in my Son, now more than ever to withstand the coming events. Call on my intercession, my children, and I will help and instruct you." And that was the end of Blessed Mother's words. The Lord began speaking. "You are right to praise and thank me for Amber's miraculous healing. She and her father are very dear to me." Here Jesus is referring to Brother Mike's daughter Amber, who was suffering from the effects of COVID, and all of our wonderful heart dwellers rallied and responded immediately to the call to pray for her. The Lord continued, "Your prayers and tears effectively move all of heaven to intercede for your petitions and requests. Keep praying and standing in the gap. You ask, what causes your prayers to be blocked? Yes, Lord, and what impedes your graces from being released?" Jesus continued, "Fear, doubt, and an exaggerated anxiety, a lack of trust in my goodness. I desire to heap my graces upon you all, but when your trust lies with yourselves, or you are so wrapped up in the enemy's lies and you give in to the world's perception and desires, this hinders you from being receptive to my Spirit and receiving my gifts. How do you counteract this? Adopt the attitude of a helpless little toddler, capable of achieving nothing on your own, and truly believe that you cannot do anything without me. Hold my hand and never let go. This childlike trust and innocent, faithful love produces a beautiful, sweet-smelling fragrance that reaches up to the throne of God. This heavenly perfume has a profound effect and moves on the hearts of the communion of saints and my mother. And that is when the most impossible of situations in the natural undergoes a transformation into a miracle. You must believe, my precious ones, your love and strong, steadfast belief will move mountains."